While a million or so car fans crowded Woodward Avenue this weekend for the annual Dream Cruise, another big group of car fans made its way to the Michigan International Speedway for some NASCAR heaven, the Pure Michigan 400. Benjamin Raven of MLive is here now with a wrap-up. A big weekend and a big season for winner Matt Kenseth, no?
Well, he had only led about 147 laps all season. And at Michigan on Sunday, he led 146 laps of the 200 laps on Sunday. And he started from the front, and he ended up in the front. It was just a dominating performance for him out there.
What do you think the new rules package did for him?
It's really hard to tell right now because it was supposed to increase drag, which would slow down the cars a little bit more and bring more passing back to NASCAR and to make it more competitive. But, I mean, you can see it had the opposite effect toward the front. I mean, his crew chief after the race was saying that there was a lot of passing in the middle of the pack and toward the rear, but Kent choked around that, saying that he didn't see much of the race rather than what he could see from his rear mirror. So right now, it was only the second race with those rules. They're not going to use them for the big chase for the championship. So I think that kind of speaks volumes about them. So I didn't see much changes out there.
And we were all talking over the weekend about the weather and the heat and what it would be like to be at MIS. So what was that like, not only for the drivers, but for those of you who were there watching the thing? Nowhere to hide.
No, there was nowhere to hide. The sun was just hot. It was humid. Sunday was the worst for sure. I would walk around kind of the upper level above the media room, and you would see people at the start of the race, and then you go up there maybe 40 minutes later, and they've removed their first shirt, and they're down to their tank tops, and they're brushing sands and pouring water on their head. It was blistering. I don't know how those drivers made it through the race.
Yeah. Any guesstimate on what the temperature was like for those drivers?
Listening to on the headsets to the race, you could hear the drivers talking back and forth with their crew chiefs. And then on the NBC Sports broadcast, early on in the race, they were saying that, I think it was Casey Mears' car was registering temperatures about 150 to 155 degrees inside of his car. I mean, you can cook eggs at that temperature.
Wow. I can't even get my mind around that. And I will say personally, I don't think you could pay me enough to sit there and sizzle. But I know it was a big weekend for fans, very sentimental weekend for Jeff Gordon and his fans, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It was a huge deal. Jeff Gordon, one of the most legendary drivers of all time. He's had so much success at Michigan in his two-decade-long career. He's got 3 wins at Michigan. He won there last year. He's been in the top 10, I believe, 19 times. So a lot of emotions around that.
This was his last time, wasn't it? Last race at MIS?
Yeah, he announced that this would be his last full-time season as a driver. And this was definitely his last race at Michigan. It was sounding like, if you remember the Derek Jeter retiring for the Yankees, he would get gifts every time he would go to the last ballpark. Gordon's been getting gifts. The track president at MIS gave him a 4-night stay to the Grand Hotel, and they just kind of honored him with the weekend, just kind of give him a big going-out party.
How about fan reaction? Any special fan reaction?
Yeah, on the 24th lap of the race, MIS PA announcer told everyone to get on their feet, gave a salute to Gordon. He drives the 24 car, of course, on the 24th lap, so that was kind of cool to see the 100-plus thousand people on their feet cheering the guy on. Whether they want him to win or not, they respected him.
Yeah. Now, it's probably worth mentioning NASCAR has asked fans not to bring Confederate flags, not to display them, but there were plenty on display over the weekend, weren't there?
Yes, there were. I mean, there are a ton of independent vendors that are set up and that traveled the NASCAR circuit throughout the season. And, I mean, they're selling, like, NASCAR shirts, and then right next to them you got Confederate flag shirts. And obviously these aren't official NASCAR merchandise, the Confederate flag stuff, but, I mean, it was hard to miss. I mean, right across the street from the entrance where you have to go in, most of the media people, the vendor tent's got a huge Confederate flag for sale, you know. Walking around Sunday, I saw a shirtless guy draped in a Confederate flag. They might have asked people to keep him at home, but I don't know. I don't know if it was more than the last time around or not, but it was definitely still hard to miss.
Any reaction from fans, pro or con, to that?
No, I actually did not see much reaction to that. There was supposed to be kind of a service going on where people could turn their Confederate flag in for an American flag, and I got to be honest, I did not see that booth or hear anything about it. I didn't see much difference between the June race and the August race with it.
Hmm. Well, I got to imagine you're probably pretty grateful to be cooling off inside of air conditioning today after that sizzling weekend at the Michigan International Speedway. Benjamin Raven of MLive bringing us up to speed on what happened at the Pure Michigan 400. Thanks so much for talking with us, Benjamin.
All right. Thank you. Anytime.